My name is Frauke Josenhans, and I am the former Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art here at the Yale University Art Gallery. As you enter the Modern Art Galleries here on the third floor, this painting, First Steps by Pablo Picasso, is certainly one of the first paintings that you will encounter. Monumental in its size, it captures the eye of the viewer. The painting is immediately recognizable as a work by Pablo Picasso. You can see how he deformed the human figures, one of his typical characteristics of his work. But what is slightly disturbing in this painting is the really dark colors that he used to depict these two figures. You can see a young child and his mother in this painting, and what should be a very emotional, charged scene, full of tenderness while this child is about to take his first steps, it's actually a little bit awkward when you look at it. For one, the colors are not bright and joyful, but really dark and somber. And when you look at the child is not lovingly looking at his mother, but he's looking directly at the viewer, capturing the viewer's eye. And when you look at how Picasso depicted the child, you can see that he deformed his figure. You can see how his face is completely deformed, his eyes are symmetrical. You can see his body is composed of polygonal planes that form an incoherent, uneven surface. Cubism was a new art style invented by Pablo Picasso and the French painter Georges Braque in the early 20th century. And it really started with one of Picasso's most famous paintings, Les Demoiselles d'Avignon. In this painting and subsequent works, Picasso started to depict subjects, either objects or figures, in a way that combined different viewpoints, presenting a very incoherent, fragmented, and abstracted surface. Cubism was certainly one of the most influential styles of the 20th century.